This is Living the RV Dream, episode 241 for Friday, June 3rd, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world! Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders, welcome to the show. And first of all, I want to apologize for not doing a show last week. It was one of those hectic whirlwind parts of the trip, and I was spending some time with our friend Greg Casita RV live on YouTube. Then we had this the Cincinnati meetup organized by our friend Jim and Barb from Ohio, and there was just no time, you know. And I mean, I could have found the time, but you know, it was a very tight schedule. Right now we are in Illinois, on the north shore of the Ohio River, not for long, because as you listen to this, tomorrow, Saturday, we're doing a meetup, yet another meetup in St. Louis, Missouri. And this is going to be at Rockwell Beer Company. Rockwell Beer Company, 1320 South Vanderwerter Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110, and that's going to be at 6:30. It's Saturday. I'm sure it's going to be crowded, but I mean, they've agreed to let us have a couple of tables. So if you're in the St. Louis, Missouri area, you know, if you want to share some ales and stories from the road, come check it out. Rockwell Beer Company, right there. So, and there's of course a meetup on the Facebook group. And I couldn't update travelingrobertmeetups.com because first there was short notice, and then there was and very, very inconvenient outage of the website during that day. So yeah, that's but anyway, if you're gonna be in the area, check it out. That's where we're gonna be. And well, a lot has happened since we last spoke here. Of course, the last time we spoke, we were still in Washington, D.C. And then Illy had to fly back to Miami for a week, you know, for Brian's birthday and for work. And that's when I decided to head out west and into Pittsburgh. And that was the first point of interest that I wanted to visit in Pittsburgh. And let me tell you something before I tell you. What a great city Pittsburgh is. Such a unique town. And at some point, I do want to spend more time there. You know, it's a vibrant city. And you have those cargo trains going right through the middle of town, right through downtown. Yeah. But the plan for Pittsburgh was to find the marker that marks, you know, where Lewis, I mean, where they dropped the keelboat on the would have been the Monongahela River, and begin the journey to the west on the Ohio. You know, they're in Pittsburgh at that confluence park. There is the confluence of the Shenandoah and the Monongahela, and they become the Ohio. And I'm trying to do research on the fly here. And I'm using Starlink, but we have one too many trees here at this campground where we're staying at. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to. When we get to the west, we're going to be able to use Starlink a lot more. And in any case, from there, I was staying at a park in West Virginia. This is the point where West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio kind of meet there on that thin panhandle, northern panhandle of West Virginia. I was staying at Tomlinson Run State Park, and then went to, you know, starting on the trail, on the Lewis and Clark Trail. I went to. There's a marker right on the Pennsylvania Ohio border that is called the Gateway to the Northwest, a historical marker, and that was like the beginning of the Northwest Territory of the United States. I wanted to see that, and of course I took the Ohio River Scenic Byway for a long time, and it's a very industrial river in this area, and the scenic byway is not all that scenic, but it has its moments, of course. I was finally able to visit historic Fort Steuben, which the fort itself wasn't there when Meriwether Lewis passed by there with half of the crew, you know, the keelboat and the pirogues, but they have a small display and probably one of the best depictions, like pictures, of what the expedition looked like. So that was very cool. I stopped by Wheeling, also, which is another point of interest in the, you know, where Lewis and Clark, Clark wasn't there. Meriwether Lewis stopped as part of the trip. There's a Grave Creek Mound historical site, and it's also part of the trail, as Meriwether Lewis went there and saw the thing, you know, and described it in his journals. And from there, you know, I continued slowly on the way west, kind of following the river until Cincinnati. Cincinnati was at one of the first campgrounds we ever stayed back in 2011 when we did that trip with a rental RV, Winton Woods. Winton Woods, in Winton Woods, that's where I met up with our friend Greg Casita Arvilay, who was also in the middle of a road trip. We went to Jungle Gyms International Market. On the following day, we went to. They have a replica of Noah's Ark there in Williamstown, Kentucky. It's very interesting, the construction. It's one of those places that you're either gonna love or hate. I found it interesting, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. You'll see the video in about a month or so about what it is, and you can make a judgment for yourself about the place. We had the great meetup at Rebel Metal Brewery in Cincinnati. Super nice folks, and we had like 25 people show up. It wasn't that like the greatest, largest turnout, but it was fine. It was cool. I enjoyed it. On the next day, I stayed at Big Bone Lick State Historic Site, which has a bunch of like mastodon bones. And it's the birthplace of American paleontology. That was one of the first places. Actually, Meriwether Lewis was there, and Clark was there after the expedition, and they both did extensive. There's a lot of excavations, and they have found. They even discovered when they unearthed these mastodon bones that the mastodon and the mammoth were actually two different species. Because they found the teeth, mastodon teeth. So that's one of the things I learned. It's still relatively close to Cincinnati, so I went back to Cincinnati, and that weekend, which was the Memorial Day weekend, they had a Taste of Cincinnati event, which was right there on Fifth Street in downtown Cincinnati. By the way, another beautiful city. With hills and all that, I found a couple of good vantage points to see downtown and take some pictures, and of course that event, there was a lot of people. I was a little too early. It seemed like later in the day they were gonna have like live music. They had a couple of stations and whatnot, and I wasn't really hungry. I had just had lunch, but it was still, from a cultural perspective, you know, it was very cool to see how the city celebrates, you know, one of its local festivals. And then finally we came into Louisville. Louisville is of great importance in the Lewis and Clark trip, because this is where Lewis met Clark. You know, Clark lived here. His older brother, General George Rogers Clark, he's considered the father of Louisville, and he's of course William Clark's older brother, and in Clarksville across the river in Indiana, that's where they first met. Here they have the Falls of the Ohio State Park, which is a beautiful state park, and the visitor center, I forgot how much it was, like $9, I believe. Just they have a very nice movie that you can watch. Two movies, actually. One about the history of the whole place, and then one specifically about Lewis and Clark. They have they have a lot of fossils here too, in the limestone and limestone bedrock there, and they tell you about the history of this place, which is very, very interesting, and all the different fossils they have found. And even down there you can walk down to the river and see the fossils right there on the rock. You know, they do tell you not to remove anything or to take anything with you, but very interesting. And this is in Clarksville. Right here is where they finally gathered pretty much almost the whole crew that would become the core of Discovery. I believe they picked up a couple more people in the St. Louis area, but that was the main crew. And and Louisville is a very nice town. And by the way, time got away from us and we didn't get to see as much as we wanted to, but we got to spend some time with my cousin Juan and his family, and that was a lot of fun. But our first day here, pretty much we spent the whole afternoon there after visiting the Falls of the Ohio State Park. We spent some time with them, you know, discover some of the local places that they visit, and lots of fun. We went to the next day we went to the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, which is very interesting. They didn't let me take video, but I took some pictures, and they show you how they make the different bats. They even have specific bats for specific players, different types of wood. I mean, I didn't know it as much. It went into building a baseball bat. And about their history and all that. Very, very well made museum. I liked it. It's perhaps a little steep at $19, but hey, it's about an hour. It's not an hour, probably about 25-minute tour, and they show you the different stages of the process, the different machines. Then at the end, you get a souvenir bat, like a small bat, which is it's pretty cool. And we walked around downtown a little bit. Of course, this was on a Tuesday, I believe. And Tuesday, what happens is a lot of places are closed, like some of the places where you can taste bourbon, which this is the part of the bourbon trail after all. But we did that on Wednesday morning. I went to get new tires on the Colorado, because it doesn't seem like the new truck is gonna happen anytime soon, and the Colorado, the tires were getting a little long in the tooth, so I decided to get new tires for the Colorado. And and then in the afternoon we went to Bardstown, which is the bourbon capital of the world. We didn't do a tour, but we did a tasting at Jim Beam, and it's a thing that I think they have like a bourbon trail bus where they take you to different distilleries, and I think that is probably the better way to do it. That way you don't have to drive afterwards or anything like that. So Bardstown, very cool town. Lots of different restaurants and bars, and it's just picturesque the way it looks. Same with certain areas of downtown Louisville, by the way. And Bardstown, I would say it's like, depending on traffic, about 35-40 minutes, maybe 45 minutes from downtown Louisville. I forgot to tell you, downtown Louisville, if you want to get some of the best views of the river, they have this park called Belvedere. And the Belvedere, that's where they have a statue of George Rogers Clark, you know, the father of Louisville. And they have a statue also of York. York was William Clark's personal slave, I mean, from childhood. York's father was Clark's father's personal slave as well. And they were inseparable their whole lives, you know. Not condoning slavery here by any means, but... And it was the only slave that went on the expedition of Lewis and Clark. And I believe I've said this, but I'm an old man, so indulge me here, bear with me. It was probably when they arrived to the Pacific, which is a part of the trip that we haven't seen yet. It may have been the first time an African American slave and a Native American woman were allowed to vote, you know, together with the rest of the team. So and that was William Clark, no more the work of Meriwether Lewis. Meriwether Lewis, of course, was Thomas Jefferson's personal secretary, or yeah, I guess that's the best way to put it. But in any case, it's been that kind of week, and I'm forgive me if I'm a little slow today. It's been kind of a long day, as sometimes they are. You know, today we had like 3.5 hour drive, but we have to get a. I noticed something, and I might tell you in the future. We had to get a minor repair done on Mini Tini 3. Luckily, there was an RV dealership right here on the Clarksville side of the river, and we got it done within a couple of less than an hour. Actually, they took. So then we came here. Now we are in the Central Time Zone. It's very confusing, but we are a. And the day after tomorrow, or for you, tomorrow, we're arriving in St. Louis, and we're going to spend some time in St. Louis. I want to see all the points of interest around St. Louis, including the gateway to the West Arch, which might be one of the biggest landmarks in this trip we're doing, the Lewis and Clark Corps of Discovery. We should call ourselves the Pelican Head Corps of Rediscovery or something like that. This could, because we are rediscovering. Never mind. Now I have a couple of voicemails that I'm gonna read, and again I apologize for not doing a podcast last week. As I said, it was a busy week, to say the least.
Hey Robert, my husband and I are really enjoying your travel videos. I'm wondering if you're ever going to develop any canned koozies or IPA bottle koozies. Those would be really great items to have in your store. Have a good day.
Well, thank you for your message. And yeah, that's always. I have to figure out if Spreadshop makes those. You know, because at this point, I don't want to have like too many different stores. But I'm gonna check it out. I'm sure they do. And I agree with you. It's a great idea. It would be a great idea to have koozies for sale as well.
Where are you at right now? We're at Petit Jean Mountain in Morrilton, Arkansas. Is there a way to track where you're at?
Well, yeah, thank you again for your message. And the only way to... I mean, there's no way to track where I am. I mean... You will understand that for obvious security reasons, I don't give my exact location all the time. Although sometimes it is easy to figure out if you watch the Friday live streams, because they're live. I have to make them live from somewhere. But the easiest way, you know, if you're a member of the YouTube channel or a patron, I do. Periodically, I do what I call Pelican Head Updates, and it's a video, same day, you know, I upload it same day, I record it with my phone and upload it sometimes seconds, even or minutes, actually, I should. I'm of Cuban descent, so I'm prone to exaggerate, minutes or a few hours after the video was made, so that's that way you know exactly where I am, and I know a lot of patrons and members have contacted me. And hey, if you're gonna be in Arkansas, you know, let's meet up. And we have.
This is Jan Vera in Brownsburg, Indiana. I would love to tell you all the wonderful things to see when you come to Indiana. Our capital is beautiful, and we have some wonderful state parks for hiking.
And after that, she left her phone number, which is not something that I want to publicize here in the podcast. But yeah, Indiana is definitely one of those states where we haven't done enough. I mean, we go pretty much every year to the mothership, to Winnebago of Indiana there in Middlebury, to trade the trailer, or, you know, I've sometimes twice a year, because they also have the open house, which hopefully this year there will actually be an open house. Because the past 2 years it was canceled due to the pandemic. But definitely, I've stayed at one Indiana State Park that I really liked. And I definitely want to revisit Indianapolis. I thought it was a very picturesque city.
Hey, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Greater Toronto Area Pickering. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, when you visit Vermont in the fall, Are you planning to visit Quebec? Yes, and my second question is, when will you visit Alaska? Yeah, I know you did Alaska in 2010. It was very good. And my final question is, what are your plans for 2024 for the eclipse?
Hey, Picky.
All right, that's all, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your message. And, yeah, let me tell you something about the plans, because this current trip has been a test of the planning capabilities. And I know more or less where I want to go. I just don't know when. And, you know, I'm just planning 1 week ahead at a time, and eventually I'll make it to Oregon. And eventually I'll make it back. And it's been one of those 2024 for the eclipse. I'm thinking somewhere near the Mexican borders, you know, maybe near Del Rio, Texas, somewhere down there where there's very little people, very few people. It'd be easier just to pull off somewhere and enjoy the eclipse, and maybe even some public land. We'll see. And it's the desert out there, so it's very unlikely that we're gonna have clouds and that sort of thing. So, and yeah, it's, as far as I know about Alaska, next year will be the year for Alaska, 2023, to celebrate the 13th anniversary of our 2010 trip.
Hey, Robert, this is Dave in North Carolina. Just seeing where you're headed to next. Feel free to respond. Thanks.
Hey, Dave, thank you for your message. And yeah, well, if you pull up a map of the Lewis and Clark expedition, you can pretty much follow where we're going, right? St. Louis is next. Kansas City after that. Sioux City, Iowa. Pierre, South Dakota. Mandan in North Dakota. And then west, you know, I west on North Dakota until we reach the Falls of the Ohio in Montana, and then cross the mountains in Idaho, and then follow the Columbia River south, you know, down to Portland, Oregon, and eventually the coast, you know, Seaside, Oregon. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the next month in a nutshell. And if we don't have a word on the truck by next week, I'm just gonna hightail it to the west, and enjoy as much as possible. And we'll, if the truck can wait for me on the way back, I'll be back in a month and a half, and that's what we'll do. All right, everybody, that's it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you have a great weekend. Happy Friday, by the way, to you all. I hope you have a great weekend this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, where I am. Yeah, I'm in the Central time zone now. We're going to have the live stream, as usual, internet permitting. Starlink is acting up because of the vegetation, but AT&T, I'm getting... I think AT&T with a booster is going to work well. So... That's the good thing about having belt and suspenders when it comes to internet. One of them is bound to work. And Starlink is working. I just get an outage every few minutes. I'll get like 20 seconds of no internet. And for a live stream, that could be an eternity. As I was saying, until next week, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.